morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. The Barbados Employers Confederation advises members to pay employees who are in quarantine where possible. More vaccines on the way for Barbados, and a former Liat pilot in Barbados speaks about his financial plight as the Antiguan Prime Minister says the failure of the airline was just part of the cut and thrust of business. Good morning, I'm Keith Goddard. The details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Employers Confederation is this morning saying it's not aware that any of its members have been insisting that employees who are required to be in quarantine should be at work. This from Executive Director Sheena Mears Granville, speaking days after Labour Minister Colin Jordan issued a warning to businesses that the practice would not be tolerated. Mrs. Granville Mears says the BEC stands in full agreement with government, but she says some workers are not indicating they're supposed to be in COVID-19 quarantine.
Furthermore, we added that legally that employee is not entitled to be paid. However, we encourage employers that where possible, they can utilize sick leave. If they're able to pay the employee, they can go ahead and do so to prevent that person not reporting their status in order to receive compensation. So that advice was issued by the BEC in March 2020, and it was recirculated in 2021 in terms of treating employees who are placed on quarantine.
Ms. Granville Mayer says employees need to present some form of documentation when they're placed in quarantine.
One of the concerns for employers related to documentation around quarantine. In January this year, that was especially and employers had no documentation to support when an employee reported that they were placed on quarantine. My understanding is only within the last 2 to 3 weeks that employers have been advised that employees who are placed on quarantine by public health officials can receive documentation to support it, which can also be submitted to the National Insurance that was not available in 2020.
That's Executive Director of the Barbados Employers Confederation, Sheena Mears Granville. Government has announced that more of the COVID-19 vaccines are due in the island next week. As our Akil Lovell reports, people who received their first dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine will receive the second dose next month.
A statement from the Ministry of Health and Wellness says that for all Barbadians and permanent residents who received their first dose of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, the second dose or booster will be due in 10 to 12 weeks from the date of first injection. The ministry says that, therefore, it will be implementing the booster dose from April 26. The statement adds that the new vaccines are expected to be on island this week, and all Barbadians and permanent residents are encouraged to be vaccinated using the registration and appointment system. The ministry points out that the COVID-19 vaccine will continue to be free of cost at the point of delivery, but a fund will soon be set up so that people who wish to make a contribution to the national vaccination effort may do so. Akil Lovell, Starcom Network News.
Meantime, Barbados recorded 23 new cases of COVID-19 on Wednesday, and this was out of 720 tests conducted by the Best Dos Santos Public Health Laboratory. The 23 new cases comprised 7 men and 16 women. In total, the country has had 3,186 confirmed cases, of which just over 1,500 were females and almost 1,700 males. Barbados has also recorded 2,600 recoveries from the virus. The total number of active cases now stands at 498. The World Health Organization is advising governments against rushing to reopen their economies. Speaking during a global update, Executive Director of the Health Emergencies Program, Dr. Mike Ryan, says this will only increase the burden on the healthcare system.
We're vaccinating our most vulnerable. We're vaccinating our frontline workers, I hope, and we can get equity in that process. That will give governments more policy options around how to open up society. The virus doesn't understand dates. What we understand is the number of cases and the number of new cases every day. We should be looking to get that number as low as possible. we should be looking to get the number of hospitalizations as low as possible. So we do have to continue, and I think for a significant period of time, our own individual behaviors.
That's Executive Director of the World Health Organization's Health Emergencies Program, Dr. Mike Ryan. Recent health data has revealed that 80% of deaths in Barbados are related to non-communicable diseases, and this continues to be a major concern for the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Consultant pediatrician Professor Anne St. John says children are also being hit by NCDs, with figures showing that 31% of them are overweight. Dr. St. John adds that the COVID-19 pandemic is also having an adverse effect on children's health.
More than ever, our children are eating more and moving less. It has been amazing to me, children whom I didn't see for about 8 months. This is children who were maybe aged between 8 and 15. They have gained 5 to 10 pounds in less than a year. The behaviors, there's markedly reduced physical activity online. School environment seems to have exacerbated the childhood overweight and the obesity crisis.
That's consultant pediatrician Professor Anne St. John. A former LEAP pilot says it's because of the kindness of family and friends that he's been able to put food on the table for his children. Former employees have been complaining that they have not received any outstanding money from the airline for over 335 days. Vincentian Shane Gucci, a first officer with LEAP for more than 12 years and based in Barbados, told Starcom Network News that the struggle has been real. Mr. Gucci says he's had to sell off assets to survive.
I think it's time for us to speak out, and I think it's time for us to get what is due to us. We are not asking for handouts. We are just asking for the government, please, to give us what is due to us so that we can retool ourselves for those of us who are still young and may want to continue an aviation career. We need money to feed our families. I had to give up my vehicle, which that's a debt over my head.
That's a former LEAP pilot, Shane Gucci. Meanwhile, Antigua's Prime Minister Gaston Brown tells Starcom Network News that the airline remains cash-strapped and it's just the nature of business.
Business fails from time to time, and when businesses fail, there are consequences. 2 years ago, when I warned them about a possible collapse of LEAP, and to get them to cooperate so that the government, the shareholding government in particular, would recapitalize the organization, they refused. In fact, many of them ridiculed me and called me a dictator because I was asking them to cooperate to take between a 5 and a 10% haircut so that we could salvage the company. Many of them now are singing a different tune. Many of them are now stating that they wish they had listened, but it's just too late. People have to understand that when you're vulnerable, it's not a time for you to agitate. It's a time for you to negotiate.
Antigua and Barbuda's Prime Minister Gaston Brown. Trinidad and Tobago's Commissioner of Police Gary Griffith is urging the population to use their voices in the fight against crime. He wants them to help lobby for the Anti-Gang Bill 2021, which is soon to go before Parliament.
Gang-related activity has been the catalyst towards us having less than 100 murders just about 20-odd years ago to reaching over 500. We can be in a place in these times, and persons who may be in Parliament see it fit to say it is legal to be a gang member. We now have a situation where we go to Parliament sometime next week, and politicians need to make the right choice.
Trinidad and Tobago's Commissioner of Police, Gary Griffith. A recap of the headlines. The Barbados Employees Confederation advises its members to pay employees who are in quarantine where possible. More vaccines on the way for Barbados. And a former LEAP pilot in Barbados speaks about his financial plight, as the Antiguan Prime Minister says the failure of the airline is just part of the cutting thrust of business. The top stories in the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Keith Goddard. Good morning.